One, two, three. One, two, three.
Clap. All right, lovely. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back once again to Podcast Part 3, the Part 3 podcast, your go-to source for all things about movies that came after two other movies. Once again, I am Sam.
And I am Will.
And it's a very special episode of Podcast Part 3. As you might know, if you've been listening the last few weeks, we've got a rating system now. We're keeping it nice and tight and simple. 1, 2, or 3 stars. It makes sense to me. I don't know if Will's on board, but he's stuck with me.
It makes sense to me. I think, you know, we're all about the number 3 here on the Part 3 podcast. So
that's the truth.
It works, you know?
And in honor of that, we are going back through our vast catalog of threequels, and because we're setting up our Letterboxd, so we'll put our ratings up on our Letterboxd, and we're gonna just go through. Let's recap our fun, fabulous, fraught journey through the many part threes we've discussed, and see if we can give them all a 1, 2, or 3. Some of these are gonna be pretty obvious. Some of these might be a bit more of a puzzler.
All right, let's do it. I'm ready.
Well, where else to start than all the way back at the glorious beginnings, the patron saint of our podcast, the movie that started it all, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
I gotta give it a 3. It's not, like, the best movie in the world, but it is so damn fun.
It's not the best movie in the world. It is the most important movie ever made from the point of view of this podcast.
Well, it is the most important part 3 ever made. That is very true, because it defines the series by what it's not.
No. Namely, it's not a threequel.
Right.
Of course, to get to the actual Halloween 3s, starting with Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers, timeline number 2 of the Halloween franchise.
I'm gonna give that one a 2.
I'd give that a 2. Yeah. It's by no means perfect, but it is definitely serviceable, and there's a lot of stuff to like about it.
Yeah,
it begins the Halloween trend of let's set up a really cool ending and then run screaming from it as fast as we possibly can.
Sort of true of a lot of part 2s into part 3s, now that I think about it.
And part 3s into part 4s. And any number if it's the Halloween series. Similarly, another Halloween 3, Halloween 7, a.k.a. H2O, 20 years later, I'd also give a 2.
Yeah, I think a 2 is right. It's, again, a serviceable 90s slasher movie, and it's not bad.
I'd say the best, my favorite of the ones that brought back Jamie Lee Curtis.
And I
agree.
Like,
it's a really good, it's probably one of the best of the post-Scream era of slasher movies.
Yeah, I agree.
And then Halloween Kills.
That's a 1 for me, buddy.
Yeah, it's a 1. That's that movie. I don't know. It's what a. I mean, we'll get back to Halloween again in a few minutes. But that was just a. It's just a baffling trilogy of films.
So confusing and confused, and it's trying to do too many things all at once, and it's kind of boring too.
Doesn't know what it wants Michael Myers to be. Is he just a man, or is he, you know, does he turn us all into monsters?
Yeah,
it's got a lot of like good stuff in it, but it doesn't all quite coalesce into a movie that makes sense for me.
Yep, same.
And just to be clear, just so we're playing fair, we're not going to pick on that because the next movie is RoboCop 3, and that is the onest 1 star that's ever walked the earth.
Yeah, that is 1 star. There is nothing about that movie.
Quintessential wet fart of a franchise dying and taking an entire studio with it.
Everyone is so tired and they want to be anywhere else.
And similarly, Spider-Man 3.
I think I'll give this one a 2 because I think it has more redeeming qualities than RoboCop 3, but it is also everyone's tired and wants to be doing something else.
I'm giving it a 1 only because I don't think Sam Raimi would give it a 2. So I'll give it a 2 only because I don't do half stars, but it's...
Yeah, it probably would get a 1.5
if we don't really do it. It's on double secret probation. Next one. I'm saying in advance, it's, another shaky 2 star for me, but certainly a more ambitious one, The Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah, that's a shaky 2 star, I think is a good way to put that one. It's, So much promise coming off of Reloaded, and that sort of kind of just says...
This is the thing. When you're doing one of those back-to-back parts 2 and 3, if you're going to ask a shitload of frustrating questions in 2, you'd best come correct for 3, and they never do.
Nope.
This happens every single time, and I think that part of that is most of these trilogies, when they're constructed like this, you've done part 1, it's its own standalone thing, you've done part 2... And it's asking a bunch of questions and setting up a bunch of the billion ideas you have as a filmmaker after you get a seat like that you didn't put in part 1. And then you also know your ending, your very ending at the end of the trilogy. And it's kind of like drawing one of those happy birthday signs on a piece of poster board where you start too big and then you run out of space.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, that's the Matrix trilogy in the nutshell, I think. That's, yeah.
And the next one, I'd say, I kind of want to give it 1 star just because I really do feel like it is the weak link in the entire series, Scream 3.
Yeah, but it's not...
I don't know,
it's a shaky 2. We're
another shaky 2.
More,
we did some...
Leaning more towards 1. God, a lot of sloppy babies, right? Isn't that what you called some of these, or messy babies?
Well, I'm looking at the list, and there's a couple of 1 stars coming up, so I'm giving this a 2 star.
Okay.
The next one, though, is Day of the Dead, and that's the that's a 3 star.
That's
for
a
me.
3 star. No
as
way.
As a prequel,
no,
as a movie, that movie is great.
That movie rocks. Yeah.
All right, Will. Sloppy baby time.
All right, here we go.
Once upon a time in Mexico.
I gotta go with a 1 on this one. There's like too much going on here.
This is like, you can't, now that we've watched The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly,
you can't
cram your sweeping Western epic culmination of your trilogy into 85 minutes.
Yeah, it's just, there's too much going on. There's too many ideas, too many characters. It's just all over the place. Feels like it was sort of shot over a long weekend, but like long weekends over the course of like 2 years.
And it's that early aughts digital look that like just, it hasn't aged all that well.
Yeah.
1 star. Batman Forever.
It's a shaky 2, I think.
It's a shaky 2. It's like, I mean, it's
shaky 2.
It's not a movie I can hate because it's just like,
right.
It's 1995 in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But I've thought about it since we talked about it, and I think we were pretty hard on it, all things considered.
I think we were harder on it than we should have been, I think.
Because you have to then watch Batman and Robin to remind yourself how stupid it can get. And Batman Forever had a lot of good ideas that it was trying to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's got a lot, it's just a failure of execution on a lot of it. Like, both the actors playing the villains should have known better than what they were doing. We've gotten so much good Batman since.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I think a 2 is perfectly, it's fun. I had a good time with it, you know. And when I saw it, I thought it was the coolest movie I'd ever seen. So,
we all loved it. Anyone that says they hate it is a fucking liar. That was the biggest movie of 1995. All right, Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, man.
We recorded this. It's not, we don't mention it in the episode. I remember now, we recorded this the night Russia invaded Ukraine.
That's right.
So it was one of those nights where we were like, well, are we all about to die? And it's like, what's happening now?
What's happening even in the world?
And I was taking it out on the Dark Knight Rises, but I don't love it. I got no love for this movie.
No, I don't either. I think I'm going to give it a 2, but really only because of, I think the spectacle of it is pretty impressive, and I think that's why I give it a 2.
I don't think it's
a great movie, though.
No, it's the laziest Christopher Nolan movie. This is what a Nolan movie looks like when he doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like all he cared about was the spectacle.
I'm forgiving of it because we've got, I don't need any one Batman movie to be great because I've got, like, there's like 3 or 4 iconic feature Batman movies now. We're fine. but I think the next one, 3 stars, Last Crusade.
Oh yeah, 3 stars.
Yeah, easy.
It's
3 stars.
It's just a blast.
How
could you hate Last Crusade? It's so lovable. It's like a golden retriever of movies.
It is. Haters gonna hate, but it is just. It's also just on a technical level. It is a gorgeous film. Like, I'm so blown away by just how beautifully shot that movie is.
Yeah.
Here's a hard one. I think this is 2 stars for us, and this is controversial, but I think Dream Warriors is a shaky 2 stars for me.
Yeah, it's a shaky 2 star. So it's not... So I was on the... When we were on the TSMR, I was really hard on it. I think the movie is fine. I don't want to say it's a bad movie, but I do think that there is a promise of a premise that it does not deliver on. That's sort of where I come down on it.
It's one of those ones that exists really great in your memory,
yeah.
But like really what you're also adding in is like a sizzle reel of a bunch of stuff from 4, 5, and 6, none of which are necessarily better movies.
Right.
But like they have a lot more like flair to them.
It's just, and I think that poster and the song make this movie bigger in your mind than it actually mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, it's like the Ramones with Pet Sematary. It's the same thing. 80s horror movies always had good singles.
Yeah, exactly.
Son of Frankenstein.
That's a 3, man.
Big 3.
That amazing production design. It's just an awesome movie.
The Universal monsters will never let us down. Our boys, Bella and Basil and Boris. It's such a good movie, and it's such a wonderful surprise. Because so few people have seen it compared to the first two, and it's different than the first two. Very different vibe, but it's also like, it feels like a fuller, richer experience because it's like 100 minutes long, and it's got some great stuff. One of Bela Lugosi's best performances,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's really good. It's, yeah, just, and the production design just is incredible. Just incredible.
Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm really biased because it's a movie that tickles all my fuzzies. But, which is a horrible thing to say, I'm so sorry. I'm going to give it a 2 stars.
2 stars?
I'm giving it a 2 stars just because I think it's one of those ones, it's not quite Skyfall syndrome where it completely crumbles when you think about it, but it's like, I have to be fair. It's like, compared to like Guardians 3 Iron Man 3, it is a little bit more of a like, it's more of a DiCaprio meme of a movie. I would give it 2.5 if I did half stars. I don't make the rules, even though I do make the rules.
No, I think 2 is fair. I think I watched it again recently, and it's very joyful. Mm-hmm. But like, it takes a little bit to sort of get the machinery moving in that movie. There's a lot of like sort of very sweaty setup for everything to get going.
But once you get to that last hour or so, really does just it is a wonderful roller coaster ride, and it's probably it is one of the high water marks of the post Endgame MCU stuff for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
I gotta go 2 stars for Die Hard with a Vengeance, I think. It's a 2-star movie.
It's a 2-star movie. It's fun. It's serviceable.
Fine.
But
it's
I wouldn't say it's the best we've done.
Some people say I've heard tell that some people consider it the best Die Hard, and they're wrong.
It's the first one.
This is another franchise where it's like Die Hard, a building drop. And then you get to the other ones. It's you know, you fall off Nakatomi Tower before you get to the level of the other ones. Like, 2 and 3 aren't bad. 4 is fine. I've never actually seen 5, but...
Yeah, I didn't either. But, yeah, Die Hard with a Vengeance is a perfectly fun blockbuster.
Quintessential action movie that screams this was some other script first.
Exactly.
This wasn't always a Die Hard. Will, I'm going to let you pick the star numbers on this one, because I think I can never be too objective about this movie, because I feel weird. I'm just weird about it. The World's End. Where would you put The World's End? Is that a 3 for you?
No, I think it's a 2. I think in our old episode, I think I came down more positive on it than you did, but I do think I think Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead have a better focus on what they're trying to do, and I think this movie's World's End is kind of doing a whole bunch of different things.
Too many pubs. Yeah, that's the thing. It just doesn't click for me. I get what he's going for, and it's the cast is great. Everyone in it's great. It just doesn't do it for me like the first two. The first two also like they came out at such a right time for us, like just college dorks like that love zombie and action movies. We were Nick Frost in those movies.
Yeah, well, I think it's again those two have such like a clarity on what they're doing, And this movie has, part of it is just this movie is just so much more emotional and has a lot more emotions it's trying to wrestle with. So.
The tones, the tonal shifts are a little more jagged. I mean, also, Shaun of the Dead is like a near perfect horror comedy. It's like, it might be top five horror comedies and top five zombie movies. It's so up there, in my opinion.
No, I agree.
Friday the 13th Part 3, 3 stars. Army of Darkness, 3 stars. We good?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right.
One
I
of mean, those I, is an aggressively stupid movie, but it is a perfect Part 3.
Yes.
And one of those is a masterpiece.
I mean, Army of Darkness, that's like, that movie's pure joy. So no, 3 stars out of, 100%.
And Friday the 13th Part 3, they throw a doobie at the screen, and you know that movie-going experience in 1983 was probably fantastic. Like, blazed out of your mind. It's not the best Friday the 13th. I love that franchise to pieces. That is definitely like the perfect dumb 3D movie.
It's a roller coaster. It's not doing anything that it knows exactly what it's trying to do, and it does it very well.
All right, hear me out. The next three in a row are 3, 2, and 1.
Okay.
Return of the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith, Rise of Skywalker.
Yep. There's no other.
We don't need to belabor the point here. I don't.
we beat that dead horse, the Star Wars horse, fairly thoroughly. So, yeah.
But Jedi is kind of like Last Crusade for me. It is. You go back and watch, and for all its flaws, it's like, oh, this is just like,
it's so fun.
This is millennials and Gen X or dads going, well, they don't make them like they used to.
Exactly.
Like our dads talked about like the Kane Mutiny.
No, it's Return of the Jedi. It rules. Revenge of the Sith is a mess, but it's kind of entertaining. And Rise of Skywalker is a kind of a disaster of a movie.
Revenge of the Sith is one of the most solid endings to a trilogy in that it's one of the most consistent trilogies in terms of both aesthetics, design, tone, deeply frustrating flaws.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Jaws 3D. I think it's I'm going to go with the phrase a loving one.
Yeah, I think a loving one. It's a catastrophe as a movie, but oh my God, we had so much fun talking about it.
It's so cute. That movie's so silly. Like, that's the thing. Friday the 13th Part 3 feels of a piece with its companion movies, and this is, I have to be real, it's the sequel to Jaws, which is like a near perfect film, and it's just like such a failure of execution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here's another three in a row that we did. Predators, The Predator, Alien versus Predator.
Okay, so Predators, I'd say 2. The Predator, I think I'd give it a 1.
It's a hard one.
Hard one. I think, and I think AVP, the first, it would give it a 1, too. I think,
I might give that, like, maybe a soft 2.
Maybe, yeah, maybe a soft 2 as well.
Like, I don't hate it. It's a fun Paul W.S. Anderson movie.
Yeah,
and I kind of weirdly give him a weird pass in life.
Well,
I don't know
why. But it's also, and that movie is also, it's another one of those movies that it knows what it's trying to do and is not trying to do anything else. So it's hard to, like, really criticize it. It could have been better, but it's not like it was trying to be.
No. Like, it's on a par with most Resident Evil movies, and I'd probably give most of them a soft two as well.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Predator is definitely a hard, that's a solid 2 for sure. And The Predator, I love Shane Black, but that movie is, it's like you can see it, you can see it falling apart as it goes.
Yeah, you can see like every studio note sort of knocking down parts of its story as it like moves along, and you're like, whoa, what's happening here?
And then on a similar note, Alien 3, I think,
that's
what do
a
you
two.
Think?
I think that's
I think
a
it's
two.
A two.
I think
it's
that's a
two.
Two.
It's a complicated. It's a complicated 2.
Yeah, it's a lot to recommend. Alien 3. I think
it's David Fincher's first feature. That makes it significant. It is. You cannot fault a movie for being a weird, like, out of left field gear shift, even if it's like a complete tonal betrayal of everything that's come before.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's an interesting movie.
Exactly.
And all the Alien movies, even if they're bad, are interesting.
Yes.
And that's it's a very unique franchise in that way.
Yep. I agree. And yeah, I think a solid two. I think really the problem with that movie is just the middle of it is kind of boring.
And it was it compromised in its production. Obviously. It had a lot of issues. All right. And from the mind of Will Morey, Underworld: Rise of the Lycans.
Oh, that's a one. Man, that movie's rough.
Yeah, it's a Sci-Fi Channel series. Three episodes stitched into a movie.
Yeah, I when I picked that one, I was like, man, this is going to be a hidden gem. It is not.
We say that every 5 or 6 years about Underworld: Rise of the Lycans.
Yeah.
Next up, though, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. I'd say That's a two.
It's another one of those movies where sort of like it's got a lot going on, maybe too much going on.
Someone's got to be the worst movie in the franchise.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah. It's fun.
It's the family friendly one.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. It's got high highs and low lows. The things about it that are good are great, and the things about it that aren't so good just don't feel... I mean, they feel wrong for that world.
Yep, I agree.
Three stars for Toy Story 3?
Yeah, three stars for Toy Story 3.
Yeah, come on.
Wow, we've done a lot of movies.
Yeah, we're only about halfway through so far.
Okay.
Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, Spooky Threequel Time.
I think that gets a one for me. It's a rough movie, and rough,
yeah.
I mean, not that good.
The first two are clearly a Clive Barker vision, and this one just feels like, this is when it's like, okay, we're just making slasher movies now.
Well, and it's as we always say, there's sort of, this is the threequel where it's like, is there anything left, any gas in this tank?
Apparently a lot, as it turns out. and it also points for it being the most 1990 movie that's ever existed.
100%.
Also from 1990, Exorcist 3.
Oh, that's a 3.
I gotta give that 3 stars. I'll accept arguments for 2, but that's such a fascinating movie.
And we had such a good time talking about it. It's kind of a mess of a movie, but it is the discussion we had on it. It was. In my mind, it was one of our best episodes, I think.
I hype up that the way I hype up Alien 3 to people, but I think Exorcist 3 actually lives up to the hype.
Yes,
I agree. It's got more good than bad in it. And it's George C. Scott's so good. Brad Dourif is fantastic. It's not trying to be The Exorcist to its credit. And I think that's, unlike every other movie in that franchise, it's trying to be its own weird thing. And that's because it's we've talked about, it's a movie by an author.
Right. You know? Yeah, it's a movie by somebody who, had something to say. Hard to fault, a lot of ambition, so.
Yeah. Halloween Ends.
Ugh, that's a one. Oh,
it's
boy.
A one. I'd give it a 1.5 because, again, it was, dipping its toe into new ideas.
It was that whole trilogy was sort of like, we're gonna try, no, we're not gonna do anything ambitious or weird here. We're just
no. they were really everyone involved also, I feel like, was capable of something greater, and it didn't pan out, and it's a shame, because the movies all look great. They're all very well made, and, every performance is really solid, especially in Halloween Ends. I like everyone in it. It just doesn't... They don't commit. Yeah. Go one way or the other, you know?
Yeah.
Godzilla vs. King Kong, 3 stars?
Yeah, probably 3 stars. I mean, it's, again, it is a movie that knows exactly what it's doing.
It is genre-defining.
Yeah, and that it is...
Inarguably.
As we said, it's probably the most important Part 3 ever made. It's the one that, set the standard for,
It brought... It was... It turned Godzilla into a franchise.
And King Kong, for that matter. So it's like, without Godzilla versus King Kong, we wouldn't have any other Godzilla movies. So
yeah, no,
it's very important.
Credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Similarly, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, I mean, this is a one star, obviously. It's three stars.
It's
three
such
stars.
Crap. Everyone's dubbed. They must have fucked up the sound. No, it's a masterpiece. There's nothing left to say.
Yeah.
I'm giving Lethal Weapon 3 1 star.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't love it. I did not love it. It's just as a writer, it's just not a good script. No. And I hated that relationship stressed me out so much between Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yeah, that was another one that I was like, this is going to be kind of a hidden gem. We're going to find something.
I think beyond the first two, I don't think the second two have aged particularly well.
I haven't seen Lethal Weapon 4 since it was in theaters, but I don't think.
Well, that's a sign it hasn't aged well. Yeah, probably. Felt compelled to go back.
That's true, but yeah.
John Wick 3.
I think this is a 2.
It's like I'm like 2.75.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a movie that is clearly it's pivoting its franchise into sort of this more epic territory, which I think it really did successfully in John Wick 4.
Yeah, it's he almost gets lost in the sauce in this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost. Like I'm giving it a 2, but it's like it would take only a nudge to make that a 3.
Yeah, that's kind of my feeling, too.
Rocky 3, 3 stars?
3 stars, 100%. This movie is fucking fun. It's so fucking fun. It's so good.
God, it's Rocky 3. It's so good. Ninja Turtles 3, 1 star. Moving on.
Yeah,
1 star just for Elias Koteas. Moving on. Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
That's a 3.
I'd say that's a 3. This is a consistent 3-star franchise.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Clerks 3.
Like,
what is
boy.
That?
How do
it's
you,
not a one star.
It's not a one star. It's
I
not
think it's
really
like a soft.
It's a
it's
soft
a two.
Two.
It's a
soft
two.
Like, if you can get past the first like 15 minutes. Yeah.
It's so heartfelt. Like you can tell, like we talked about it at the time. Like you can tell how much love Kevin Smith has for those characters.
Yeah.
And it was like, we were really on a kick of like toxic codependency relationships
really
in movies.
Were, yeah.
But it is like, there's such a sweetness to it. And when he's at his best, there's such an earnestness to his movies that it's hard to find complete fault in them, like from their many flaws. But you know, like once it got going, I enjoyed it. It's like a weird experience, but you know, I found it very sweet at the end.
Yeah, that's sort of where I came around too. But I mean, the first, I think it's the first 15 minutes where I was like, oh god, this
it's
is
just,
terrible.
It's real clunky. It's like the movie had to like stretch a
yeah
little bit,
exactly,
you know? It was still stiff.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible 3,
I think I'm going to give that. No, I'd give it a 2. I was going to go 3, but I think 2 is probably more appropriate.
Fun. Better things to come for that franchise.
Exactly. But
like,
I mean,
the next 2 were like fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an important pivot point for its franchise.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because like I think the first one I've come back around to being a 3-star movie.
Yeah.
And the second one is a wonderful 1-star stupidity fest. And then that's just kind of splits the difference a little
bit. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Supercop, 3 stars?
3 stars, 100%. Oh, yeah. That movie rocks.
Oh, here's another 3 for Terminator 3, Genesis, Dark Fate.
2-1-2, I think.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
There's Dark Fate is borderline, but there is a lot of good stuff in that movie.
Yeah, I think it runs out of steam about right in the middle. I think
there's
kind of
an action set piece that if you'd cut it out of the movie, it would have been like a tight 95-minute movie.
Exactly.
And I think it would have been great. And Schwarzenegger's, it's like his best performance after the first two movies.
Yeah.
He's so good in that
movie. He's so good in that one. And, you know, Terminator 3, I think, is the Terminator sequel you'd expect in 2003.
Yeah.
It's
got that shine to it. It's fine. And
it's
then Genesis is just a mess.
It's a disaster. Yeah.
Blade Trinity, 1 star.
1 star. Yep.
1 star. Come on, you guys. Like, come on. Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
I might give that a 2.
I'd give that a 2.
It was interesting.
It was another one where it's like you're kind of like, what's going on? It's a weird franchise.
Yeah.
It's got so much weirdness. It also like was just an elaborate ruse on my part to get you to watch the first two.
The first two.
So you know, it doesn't measure up to those two, but which are bug nuts insane. But it's an interesting movie. It's an interesting spin on the first two.
Yeah, exactly.
Child's Play 3.
That's a one. That's a one. I found that kind of... I wanted that to be... I mean, because I had never seen any Child's Play movies up until that point. So I wanted it to be great.
Like, but Thunderdome, something's got to be the worst movie. Yeah. And it's right before Don Mancini, like, really transformed that franchise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad he made it through those, like, second couple movies to, like, turn it into what he really wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And it's the big mulligan in there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Psycho 3.
I think this is a 2.
It's a loving 2.
It's a loving 2.
There's a lot of... It's another one where you're like, it's not quite Exorcist 3, but it's in that vein of like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
It is also that realization of like, oh, the Psycho sequels are actually trying.
Right, and that was sort of my big thing. I was like, what, Psycho 2 and 3 are actually kind of good? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they are.
Muppets Take Manhattan... I gotta give it. I'm never gonna give the Muppets a 1. I guess it's just a 2 out of like professional courtcourtesy.
Yeah, soft 2. This
one. It's
didn't,
no caper.
Didn't,
it's yeah, no Muppets this, movie.
This didn't.
You know?
This didn't work for me. This one.
Gave us the Muppet Babies.
That's right. So, gave know, us the right. Muppet Babies.
Has that one bit with Peter Falk.
That's right.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay, Superman 3 and Superman Returns.
Superman 3. I don't know. I feel like I kind of need to give both one. I did not like either of these movies, and I thought I would enjoy Superman Returns, revisiting it, but I didn't like either of them. I was kind of bored by both.
They both have some good stuff. Some great set pieces in Superman Returns, and Superman 3 is Christopher Reeve, and he's doing a really good job, but it is just... I might give Superman 3 2 star.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. These two are hard, because it's like, I don't think either of them are particularly good, but they're not particularly bad either, so.
No, they're no Quest for Peace, and they're not, like, as weird as Batman v Superman, but I don't know. We just had a new Superman come out, and it was kind of this fun, joyful experience, and it also like was technically proficient. It kind of checked a lot of boxes that you haven't gotten from a Superman movie yet, so I don't need these two. I can these two can stay at one for now, but I feel like if I came back again, I might change it.
Yeah, I think that's
or
probably where
go
I'm
even
to.
Lower I
or
don't
go
know.
Lower. Yeah,
Death Wish 3. 2.
Yeah, I think that's a 2.
I didn't love it as much this time around. Maybe because I was sober.
Yeah, I was looking at it more critically and wasn't sort of...
Not a movie you're supposed to watch with an analytical eye.
No. But it is like deeply weird and deeply stupid and
really
very funny. Like, unintentionally so.
We didn't talk at the time about how the whole score was Robert Plant as Back to the Future 3. Is that a 2 stars?
That's a 2.
That's a 2. Like, if two part 2 is a hard 2, this is a soft 2.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because the original's, like, as much a 3 as you can get if non-threequels can be used in this rating system. But, it's a 2. I don't love it. It's another one of those trilogy movies.
Everyone's tired and kind of wants to
it's quite
be
literally
done.
On rails, you know?
Yeah, but it is fun to see all the characters in the Old West, so you can't, like, dismiss it out of hand, I guess, but...
War for the Planet of the Apes.
That's a 3.
That is,
like, one of the best trilogy enders I think we've encountered.
The fucking apes, man. They never disappoint.
They really don't.
It is remarkable. Here's an odd one. Tokyo Drift. For its impact on the franchise, you'd get closer to 3, but I think just as a movie on its own...
It's kind of a 1, it right?
I'm going to give it a 2.
Maybe, okay, all right, I give it a 2,
because it's, you know what, it also gets credit for being the only one in the entire franchise to resolve its problems with a car race.
With a car race, that's true.
Like, where the winner of the race,
actually, that's
how you win, and it's over.
That's a good point. But again, and it is one of those pivot movies where all the creatives sort of aligned to push the franchise into where it became what it became.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Where are we? Oh, Deadpool and Wolverine.
I'd probably give this a 2. I had a lot of fun with it. I've revisited revisited it lately, and it didn't sort of hold up as well for me sort of the second time around. Like No Way Home, it takes a bit to sort of get going. Like, there's a lot of, like, stuff that has to happen to get the movie in motion, and it's, like, weird and clunky, sort of how it churns along.
It's great in the moment, but it's another one where it's, like, it's a lot to... It's trying to juggle a lot. Yeah. It's an accomplishment that it worked at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And on a similar note, or not working at all, Last Stand and Apocalypse, is that another one and one?
Those are, yeah, both ones.
Hard ones.
Yeah, hard, like, ones. They're
low,
those
points.
Those movies do not work.
Yeah. I gotta give Omen 3 a 1. I think I had fun talking about it, but I didn't really enjoy it at all.
It's a very boring movie. I had a lot of fun talking with it with you, but it was a very boring movie.
Yeah.
And just, aside from Sam Neill can't even save it. It's
No. Yeah. It's, maybe I didn't need to see that many babies being killed.
Yeah, that was weird. And that was right around the time when Cece was born, or
no? She was almost two at that point. Okay. I still don't. I just, in, as a person, I
well,
don't like
I mean,
watching babies.
Right. But I thought it hit a little closer.
It was frustrating. It made me frustrated with the entire Antichrist subgenre, because God is always his minions. God's soldiers are so incompetent every time.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity 3.
I might give this a 3. I had a lot of fun with this.
It's a solid found footage movie.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with this. Oh, yeah,
really,
I'd say I can give it a 3.
Creative,
yeah,
use of making a period movie, and the scares that are in there, like, whew, they
really
work.
Good. Yeah. No, I think I'd give this a 3.
Yeah. All right. Similarly, Crow Salvation, a 4, a 5.
100, man. Oh, man. I this is one where it's like, oh, yeah, this is a Will pick.
This is the Willest Will pick that's ever picked. Oh, also, man. It doesn't hold a candle. It's all forgotten because our next movie is The Creature Walks Among Us.
Which is like the patron saint of
it's
our,
like,
podcast.
It's just before that movie and after for us as people. It's my Roman Empire. It's all
God.
I think about.
It is. This movie is incredible.
I cannot recommend
an hour,
it enough.
It's amazing.
It's so strange. It's magnificent. That poor Gilman. They ruined
poor
his
Gilman.
Life.
Just, he gets stuck in this psychosexual drama, and all he wants to do is leave it. It's amazing.
And then he can't. The final shot is heartbreaking.
This is a great movie. 3. Yeah, 3.
Yeah, 3. Jurassic Park 3?
I think this is a 2. Again, it's another one of those movies, it knows exactly what it's doing, and it does it pretty well, and I can't really fault it for that. You know?
And Dominion. I'd go... Is that a 1?
That's a 1.
It's a 1. It bums me out. I go into every Jurassic Park wanting to like it. And I liked Fallen Kingdom, I think, more than a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, the second half of it. I liked the haunted house thing for some reason, but...
Well,
like,
it was sort of fun to see it try to do other things and try something different. This movie gets, like, stuck up in, like, lore and bugs and all sorts, and trying to get the characters to meet, and it's like a lot going on, and it's just hard to sort of parse it.
Yeah, it's a typical modern blockbuster. Yeah. It's got all those problems.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3.
It's a 3, I think. I mean, it's messy.
A 3.
It's messy, but it's a 3, I think.
It's a soft 3, but it's a 3. I think you and I are its big defenders.
Yeah.
Guardians, I think, is a 3 as well.
That's a 3, yeah.
Guardians 3 is a 3. Naked Gun 33 and a 3rd.
Oh, this is a 1. I was very sad that this didn't sort of.
No, well, we just work, seen the new one, which is so much fun too. Yeah. It's like, it's okay. There's other Naked Guns. There's other airplanes. We don't need this. This one's not essential. We're gonna be fine.
Right.
And then I think that catches us. That catches us up. That's,
all right.
Yeah, 60 some odd movies, and we gave Resident Evil Extinction a 2. We gave the James Bonds, I think, were like, I don't know, 3. I think they were a 3-3-2-1, something
in
that vein.
Yeah.
Yep, that sounds right. But Will, it's October. It's time for Shriekwell 3-quel season, and I think we have to keep a promise to ourselves that we made a year ago. I think it's time to watch Maxine.
Yes, this is great. I'm very excited to revisit this because I initially watched X and Pearl and did not care for them. And then I saw Maxine and I was like, oh, I think I like these movies now.
I like Ty West a lot. I think, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes you're watching a movie of his and it's like, is this good or is it just vibes?
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
But I love Innkeepers. House of the Devil's great. I liked X more than I liked Pearl just because X felt like just like a real, it felt like the first time in a while, like the movies felt like a true Texas Chainsaw Massacre descendant. And I liked the porno angle, which I thought was really fun.
Yeah.
And it's not being super self-aware. It's not winking at the audience at all. And just Mia Goth is like really good in all of these movies.
Yes, she is. She's really good. And have you seen Maxine yet?
I have not seen Maxine. I've seen Pearl.
Yeah.
And like her holding that smile for the whole credits at the end of Pearl is insane.
Yeah, that is like a Police Squad gag.
Like, yeah. But that's like, you can do that in a way where it's deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited to talk about all three of these, so.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Maxine.
Maxine.
But yeah, no, I'm glad we did this. I don't know who it's for. It's for us, I think, just to get us all on the same page. I'm looking at it now, and you know, there's a lot more 3 stars than I would have guessed. It'll help me when I put together our March Madness bracket next spring.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. But folks, it's probably October by the time you're hearing this. So I hope you're having a good start to your fall. I hope wherever you are, it's crisp, not too hot, not too cold. And you're getting ready for Halloween. So we're going to get you there with a few Shriekwell threequels. And so until next time with Maxine, Will, what a delight. Always
this
fun.
Was always a blast, Sam. Always fun talking movies with you. So.
All right, folks. You all have a good night. We'll see you soon.
All right.